pickets have been taking place outside schools throughout the province this week. As parents and teachers call for schools to be closed at least until COVID-19 peak is over. Now, there is a serious concern that since learners were phased in since June, teachers and learners have basically contracted the virus, and parents now fear that sending their children to school might not be the best thing to do as the COVID peak looms. Joining us online, Vanessa LaRue from Parents Against the Opening of Schools. She joins us online to talk us, you know, through this. Vanessa, thank you so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3 FM.
Thank you so much for having me, Gurum, and good morning to you and your listeners.
Vanessa, let's talk about your stance on the phased-in approach of learners. We know that Alan Windey, the Premier of the Western Cape, said that, you know, come the end of June, beginning July, that would be the peak. And then all of a sudden, you know, when we reach the end of June, beginning July, they said the peak is actually the end of July, beginning August. Irrespective, it does seem like there will be a peak, a spike in infections. What is your stance on the phased-in approach with regards to learners right now?
Gulam, it's not even about the phased-in approach of learners. Since the minister announced the opening of schools, we were against it because we knew we're going to be in trouble. As poor communities, we're going to be in trouble. They won't be able to maintain the protocols with regards to COVID-19, and ultimately our teachers and our children are going to get infected. So from the start, we said, wait till after the peak. It's not like we're saying, okay, education should stop completely. We said, look at alternative ways to do this. Let's do distant learning while the children is at home. But then it's the responsibility of the parent, and that doesn't fall on the governing body and teachers to keep their child safe. And at the end of the day, teachers are the most vulnerable, and they are the most likely to get infected in this crisis.
Now, Vanessa, I mean, you spoke about some of the possible solutions also. You spoke about the importance as to why you're calling for this. You know, let's look at some of the demands, you know, that you guys have also put forth. And, you know, what is likely to happen should your demands not be met?
Then we just keep our children at home, and that's our call across the province. 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting with Mr. Brian Scrider, which is the head of education in the province, and the meeting started. He opened the meeting with, oh, but you don't have the right to close schools. And I said, Mr. Scrider, do you know what? You keep your building, and we keep our children. As easy as that. Because at the end of the day, the responsibility as a parent for me is to keep the child school safe. Mm-hmm. So you keep your building and we will keep our children.
Now let's also talk about, you know, the what do they call it? You know, the school readiness, you know, the hand sanitizers, the masks, etc., etc. Do you think it's sufficient?
No, it's not, and we've seen it's not sufficient. We've seen how teachers got infected and died at the end of the day. We've seen how children got infected. And do you know what the worst part of it all is? In this province, these people, and I can only speak for this province because I'm staying here, and I'm in schools each and every day, and I speak with SGBs each and every day, and even principals stood up. Principals and educators. Let me tell you how reckless this province is with our people and our children. When a teacher, and this on Monday, I came across this at a school in Makassar, where the Friday 2 teachers tested positive. The Monday 3 was awaiting results, and the principal forced them to come to school while they wait for their results.
Wow.
So if these are, and this is not an isolated case, this is what's happening in our schools, and you can ask any teacher. You can ask any teacher across this province. They don't want these people to go into isolation anymore. They force them to come to school. In Sierras, last week, I had an incident where the acting principal, the deputy principal, was both positive. There were teachers awaiting their results. They had to be at school. Mm. If there's a possible case in school, they don't close the school anymore. They sanitize where they think that teacher moved around. They sanitize 2-3 classrooms. What about the hallways? What about all the other stuff? And that is how they save money at the cost of our people. Schools are a dangerous situation at this point, and parents shouldn't let their children go into that unsafe space.
Right. Now, Vanessa, tell me quickly, you mentioned Mr. Schroeder as well. You know that you've been in contact with him. Have you spoken to the minister, perhaps somebody from her office, maybe to her personally?
Graham, do you know what one must know when one is wasting our time? And to if you listen to what the minister say, in fact, last week she accused me of playing politics. But between the two of us, she's the only politician in the space. And I said, and I, the next morning I called in because I couldn't get through. And I said, if the minister is accusing me of playing politics, then she's portraying ostrich behavior, because then she dismissed 80%, the fears of 80% of parents in this country, in this province. She's dismissing what 80% of parents, teachers and school staff is saying to her, because I don't know where she's been that she didn't see the picket all over the province. Not only in the metro, across the province. Right. I don't know where she's been.
Now, Vanessa, just before I let you go, one last thing. Let's just speak hypothetically here quickly. You know, let's just say the 2020 academic year remained closed. What do you think will happen to those wanting to apply to universities next year? You know, your grade 7 learners that needs to move over to high school, your grade 1 learners that needs to start, you know, getting ready for school, etc. What do you think what's going to happen? What's your take on that?
Graham, and that's what we said from the beginning. Bring in the experts. Make a plan. See how you can adjust the curriculum. See how do we move along with the grade 12. What is the next steps to them? They are the experts. They are getting paid for it. But at the end of the day, they don't want to do it, because they want to force our children into these unsafe spaces. And I'm sitting and I'm wondering why it doesn't even make sense, the stuff that you do. So if you ask me, we from the start, we said, get your ducks in a row. This is life that we're talking about here. Work out some stuff so that we can move to 2021. And they're not willing to do that. Mm. They're not willing. We didn't even say stop education at all now. We say, we brought proposals. We said, listen, we as parents are willing to go each and every week and fetch the work at school.
Right.
Don't let our children go into these unsafe spaces.
Vanessa LaRue, parents against operating of schools, thank you for joining us this morning on Breakfast 91.3.